Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude toward spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom in several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled, Create a Permanent Heaven for Yourself and Later Generations, delivered on March 3, 1992, in Singapore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Our world has been in poverty in some parts of the world and been in starvation because we do not work with each other to save each other. There are many so-called charitable works and relief service, that's no doubt. But it is not the root of the problem. The deficit in food is not rooted in Africa only or in some of Asian country. It is rooted in a meat-eating diet. All the energies, all the technologies, many other intelligent activities are poured into rising meat instead of analyzing what is the better contribution to the world populations. What is a better nutrition for all the people? As you know yourself by now, scientists has proved that vegetarian diet are very healthy even. All the hospitals are built for whom? Meat eaters. All the people there are non-vegetarians, don't you see? Most of them. So now we eat ourselves the poison and then we even have to cure ourselves with the hospital equipment. We make double trouble for us. So that the root we have to cure, not the branches. To help with relief works, to donate some food for the poor, it is not the solution to the starvation problem of the world. The root lies in each of us, that we must help, that we must save some of our energy, world resources, to our brothers and sisters. The underdeveloped country might sell their protein products to the developed country and then feed them to cows, for example, and the underdeveloped country starves. Instead, we have to share, we have to help each other.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones in saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
But of course, I'm not a politician. I can only try to tell you to help in my way, in my own small capacities. But the world leaders have to work together if they are interested in the well-being of all nations, not only of our nations. But it is good enough that we take care of our nation already. I am always grateful and happy, boundlessly happy, when I see any nation prosper, live in cleanliness and saintliness, and in harmony with each other. For example, like Singapore. I feel very happy when I arrive here. I was happy when I arrived many times here before, but not for lecture. And I feel that this country could set some example for the other nations, at least the Asian country. Yet it is funny that whenever I am programmed to speak English in a lecture, then all day long I have to speak Chinese or Vietnamese or other language. And whenever I was supposed to speak Chinese, then some of English-speaking people just come all day long and make my tongue twisted when when I go on the platform to perform Chinese. There is always no perfection in this world. Therefore, if we have Guan Yin method, we speak only one language inside. And whenever we meet each other, sometimes we do not even to speak. We understand each other. And there's no need to speak much. When we have wisdom, when each one knows what he has to do, in which place, in what time, then actually there's not much to speak. Just like the old wise emperors of old, they rule the kingdom without ruling, we heard this way. They govern the nations without governing. Therefore, under heaven, everything is peaceful. We heard Chinese old saying like that. And most of the countries are the same in the old time when we have good kings, good rulers. And it could happen now again. We could make it into a golden age again by living the way of Christian, living the way of Buddhist, the way of true Hindu, etc. Take care of our moral responsibility. Help our neighbors as much as we can. Sacrifice some of our wealth, our palate desires, in order to help developing the world and help the other needy brothers and sisters. In this way, we contribute our effort to build a better nation in the future generation to come. It is not a loss. It will be to the benefit of our children and grandchildren and nephews and our brothers and sisters' children. It will not be lost. We no need to take care of the present generation alone. And we no need to think that the world will be better later, but we will die. We cannot benefit from it. Our children will. And even if we don't have children, we should not think in such a small term, but think of the joy of other people who are born after us, who live in such a peaceful, harmony, and plentiful world. That should give us enough joy, enough reward, without any material gain. And this is the way of the gentleman, 君子. This is the way that Lao Tzu, Kong Tzu, Buddha, Christ have endeavored to teach human beings since many thousands of years. What I am telling you is not new. It is that you have forgotten, that you have not tried to live, some of us, not all, that we have not tried to live that kind of life, so we do not know how to go about with it. But we can try now. We can try tomorrow. And see how things go. See how better we feel, how beneficial to our nation and to the world at large. But this should be done. The precepts should accompany wisdom. The good deeds and thought and speech should accompany by meditation on God's quality, by know-how to tune in with the storehouse of God's quality. This is not very difficult. We can save about half an hour every day to meditate, to become a better man. The more intelligent, the more relaxed, less sickness, less worries, more secure in the heart. And in this way, we create a temporary heaven for us on earth. And then when we die, after we leave this world, because of the like attract like theory, because of the compatibility of similar oscillations, we will be drawn, we will be poured into such a state of consciousness, which we call heaven, in another plane of existence. We can leave heaven on earth and heaven afterward, according to our presently deeds, thought, and speech. Because like attract likes. So if we do good now, we be good now, and we are intelligent now, we will be drawn to the good place, more intelligent places than the earth planet. Houses, both negative and positive, good and bad. Heaven houses more goodness and less negativity. Higher heaven, kingdom of God, of Nirvana, houses only pure goodness. And that is eternal, because goodness, purity, cannot die. It can only die when it's contaminated with some of the ephemeral quality, which is negativity, which is material, which is not light, not spiritual, not pure. Everything pure energy, pure goodness, is eternal. Everything contaminated with some evil forces, some negative quality, will have to be recycled and then filtered. Therefore, it has to recycle. It has to, what we call, transmigrate. Therefore, we have the transmigration of life and death. If it's pure and light, it only stays upward. If it's a little bit heavy, it stays in the middle. If it's too heavy, it stays down there. Everything we do, think and speak, has certain energies and force, which they form a kind of pattern, invisible, and it will be attached to us when we live in this world or after we live in this world, because this is invisible. It cannot be destroyed. But if we leave this now and turn into goodness, and then from goodness we ascend it into the pure goodness, it is easier than from the negative to ascend into pure goodness. We go just like a staircase. Yes. It is easier to reach the high floor when you are already on the staircase. But if you are outside or in the cellar, it is more difficult. And if we have no staircase at all, and it is difficult. So the goodness of this world acted like a staircase so that we can connect ourselves with the pure goodness in other regions. That is what we call Nirvana or the Kingdom of God. And in between, we will experience the so-called different plans of heaven or different plan of consciousness. According to what we think, what we do, we will be attracted to these different worlds, different places. That is according to our state of mind. It's just like a doctor, he will live in a different houses than a garbage collectors, for example, because of the status of life. Similarly, spiritual status in the universe is also like that. It's not that we say, why Nirvana is only reserved for these practice and good people. Yeah, they earned it. They earned it. University is earned by a qualified high school graduated students. Not the ungraduated one, and not the kindergarten children. This is very simple and logical. God is very just. We expect Him to be, and He is. Now, God is also our good self, our compassion, our love that created this force of God. Therefore, Christ said, God is within you. Know you not that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit lives within you. Yeah. The Buddha also say the Buddha is within you. Because we can create that. We have that. All human beings have goodness and badness. So the Buddha nature, the goodness, the heavenly, also we have created a part of it together with other beings. And the negativity, we also have helped to create it with a little bit, maybe, negativity from our part, maybe in the past or the present. If we did not, we have never created this negativity, then we have always been a saint. Then we have always been in the upper level of the universe. And sometimes we, these upper level people, descended into this earth and brought goodness, intelligence, love, compassion to the people of this world. So we call them Buddhas, or we call them saints. But we, in this world, can also attain this state of sainthood if we know how to study in this field. It's just like any of the other science of life. Whatever we want to study, we will graduate in that field. And for this science of life, we offer free of charge, before, during, and after your study. The only obligation you must have is that you have to work for it. You have to learn every day. You have to sacrifice 2.5 hours of playing, running, drinking, and you have to put out the heavy, detrimental products like alcohol, meat, drugs, gambling, illicit man-woman relationship. Marriage is okay. Marriage is okay.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage,
organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes,
birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
And another obligation is that should you know you have this wisdom and you have this power and you have this happiness derived from this way of life, then you probably will feel very obliged. You feel yourself. Nobody tell you to do it. You feel obliged to share it with other people. And even if you don't feel obliged to share it, you will share it anyhow. You will just naturally bubble forth what is in your store of understanding. And you will actually just naturally generate the peaceful atmosphere and the blissful blessing to everyone that comes to you. They will feel good. Some will suddenly feel healed from sickness. Some suddenly will be enlightened. Some suddenly will see heaven. Some suddenly will see light. According to your state of consciousness, you will bless them invisibly, unknowingly, by your spiritual power. By the amount of gut power that you have acquired during your practice. So this is a very selfless service and a very sure service we can render to mankind. And each one should try to do it. And of course, you will say to me, vegetarian or lifelong, from today it is too much. Then you do it gradually. Convenient Buddhist, convenient believer. You can eat some portion of vegetarians in which days it is convenient for you and try to practice in a very small portion of the time of your day. Not like the intensive course that we give you in Guanyin method, 2.5 hours, but the 30 minutes, temporary heaven, short stay, transit. So this you have choice, but we must try, all of us must try in our ways to better our life, not only for our nation, but whenever we travel, wherever we go, we will carry this heaven with us, the atmosphere of bliss, love, and brotherhood, and people will be happy around you. You don't need to give them money to make them feel happy. You just be there, and people just feel good. Therefore, many miracles happen around a practitioner of Guanyin method. Just like when Buddha was alive, many people attained some miraculous understanding, insight. Attain some sight of heaven, see in Amitabha Buddha land, and see other kind of lights, hear the sound. And when Jesus was alive, many people benefit from his presence. Some get cured from sickness. Some see the light of God, and some feel loved, some feel secured. That is because of the presence of God has been fully revealed within Jesus. The same with Buddha. The Buddha nature within him was fully revealed. Therefore, everyone is benefited within his presence. And everyone who think of him even from afar, who knows about his name, about his teaching from afar, get also similar or more or less benefit. That is a great attainment of a Buddha, or a Christ, or any saint of this higher order. We can aspire to be one, or at least half of that one, half Buddha. And we have half, 50%, also better than nothing. When the Buddha was alive, he has many disciples, and even his disciples can work miracles. And Jesus has promised his disciples that whatever he does, they can do the same. Therefore, we owe it to mankind to practice the way Christ did, the way Buddha did. And because I owe it to mankind to attain what I have attained today, I have to share it with you. I'm happy to share it with you. Whoever likes to share it, I'm happy to devote my time, my attention, my energies, even my health, my finance to you without any request in return. Accept that you work for it, for the benefit of yourself and for the world that we live in. I have lived in this world for 42 years. I have owed you all many things. I owe you your love, your food, your clothes, your education, that I can speak English, that I can speak Chinese, that I grow up to now. I owe you the building of the hotels I stay, of the roads I walk on, of the beautiful beach that I enjoy. I owe you everything. Therefore, I would like to repay this kindness to all of you. This is only a duty, so no need to feel obliged to me. Only if you want to learn, I'm too happy and grateful. So now we have discussed about two kinds of heaven. One is temporary and one is eternal. And should you like to choose one of them, of course we're happy to help you. And it's not that I will come today and then leave tomorrow only, but I will stay with you forever. After the initiation, you have inside help and protection, and outside contact also. Inside is that when you meditate, you will see maybe the Master, you may see Buddha helping you, or you may see lights, or you might feel good, comfortable, blissful. You will feel your wisdom grows more and more each day. Your love expands to infinitely. That is when you know the method is successful. It's very useful. Otherwise, how do you measure? If everyone just tell you to do anything, then you just close your eyes and believe it, and you have no proof. Proof we must give you. Proof you must demand. And you will have that at the time of initiation, immediately, and continue afterward, every day. You will experience miracles for yourselves when you are in troubles, when you are in accidents, when you have nowhere to turn to, that when you know God power, that's how you love God, that's how you know God, that's how you know that there is Buddha, there is God who protects you, who loves you. Otherwise, how do you know? How do we know that there is God? What is the use of God when we don't see Him, or we don't see the protection and help when we are in need? We don't ask Him to come every day maybe, but when we need, we must feel that somebody is there. So that's how you worship God even more as a Christian after practicing Guan Yin method. That's how you become a better Buddhist and more grateful to the Buddha, because we know what Buddha is now. We see, we feel, we experience the protection, the blessing power in every time of our life. Up to now, we only stay outside. We don't even know where the door is to knock. But after initiation, we step in, become a members of this blissful community, powerful sainthood, and we experience God. Then we know. Otherwise, we pray every day. If we don't see God, we feel discouraged. We don't feel God when in time of need, that our faith is keep shaking, wavering all the time. That's why I offer you this method, so that you know there is God. You know there is Buddha. You can be more devoted to God. You can be more convinced in your faith, in whatever faith you have. You do not need to change your God. You do not need to trade Buddha for God. Believe whatever you believe, but get in touch with it. And we show you how, because you have Him inside. You just don't know where to push the button, that's all. It is like in any other science, you have to know. Just know where to push the button. Transfer yourself from darkness to light. Push the button, and you are there. Just like many kind of transportation in this world, we use bicycle, take too long. We use boat, take a little bit faster. We use airplane, it's faster. But there are other airplanes which are faster still, and there are even UFOs. We will have in the future, when we can afford to buy it, from the next planet, for example, where they produce UFOs to sell. But for the moment, they dare not come. And they worry that we will kill them. We might kill them by love, not by hatred even, because we don't know yet how to take care of them. We might put them in the laboratories and cut them to have a look, see what contains inside. Yeah. Or we might give them penicillin to avoid AIDS, for example, which they don't have. Or give all kind of vaccinations, and they get sick before they even know what sickness is. Yeah. So they came healthy to our planet and returned sick or deaf. Therefore, they are still very hesitate to come to establish business with us. Yeah. But we will do it, maybe in the future, when all of the Earthians' consciousness are uplifted, are civilized, when we all think in a broader sense, broader scale, when we think of the whole galaxy, the whole universe, expands our consciousness and understanding and intelligence instead of thinking of only of our house, our country, or our village. Then we'll be ready for this kind of intergalaxy communication. Then we will learn more, and we will grow faster, and we will have more and more and more comfort to life. We have everything we want, and we can share everything we have, and share everything other planets have with us to better our lives, to build a better world for our children. This will come. This will come. But we must train ourselves in this way of broad thinking. This is the way of a gentleman. Even the Buddha, Christ, 2,500 years ago, they already have such a broad thinking. He preached not of the earth, but of Amitabha, pure land, Western paradise, Eastern paradise. And Christ, he preached not of the earth, but of heaven, of my father's mansion, has so many mansions. He means so many planets, so many levels of consciousness that he can lead us to. We have to think this way. We have to think like the Buddha, like Christ. We have to broaden our outlook. We have to hope big and high for the future. And we start right now. We can see even other planets right now with the Kuan Yin method. We can contact other beings right now with the Kuan Yin method. If we don't want to do it yet, it's okay, but we must bear in mind that such things are possible. I have seen it, my disciples have, why not you? And now, at least try your best to pacify our world, to purify our world by living a purer life, a more moral standard of life, and try to put down as much as possible the meat diet, because it contains a killing instinct. And the violent films and all that, try not to let your children watch too much. The more we watch these violent films, the more we are stunned, the more we are insensitive to the suffering of people when they are killed, or animals when they are killed. In one country, it is experienced that the soldiers of that country were reluctant to kill the enemy. But when they are shown the violent films, and they see all the killing in the films, they later become insensitive, become less reluctant to kill, and they're more ready to kill the enemies. And it is also known that the soldiers who are fed more with meat and all that, they are more ready to combat. They're more furious. And these soldiers, they don't even watch that many violent films as much as our children do on television. So do not try to avoid the parents' responsibility by sit the children in front of the television and turn off any kind of program. Try to play with them. Teach them moral from childhood. And when they grow up, you don't fear that they become bad children and make you worry.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
In the old times, when you were young, or when my father or my grandfather were young, moral lessons were kind of compulsory, natural in our class, in the schools. Nowadays, less and less. Therefore, the children grow up and having all kind of bad influences instead of having a very good ethical root from childhood. When the tree has a good root in the earth, when it grows up, it doesn't fall down easily. But when the tree is not rooted well, it just grows up a little bit and then it gets broken down by winds or other natural force. Okay. I feel everyone is my brothers. I cannot identify myself with any nation. I feel at ease with Singapore people or with Malaysian, Chinese, German, English, and Americans, everywhere. I feel at home. Actually, the world is a big house where God gave different children different rooms. And actually, we should be free to walk from one room to the next to see our brothers and sisters. But sometimes we put barriers between the nations. And some people, for some fanatical reason, breed even barriers between religions. Maybe because of ignorance, or maybe for personal gain. All this should be erased, should be changed, if we want to live in a better world. You know what happened today. There was a German, a friend of our disciple. He came last night, about past midnight, to bring us some type machine and a fax machine, because we did not bring with us, and the fax machine that our disciple broke down. So after midnight, and even he just had a baby and he works all day long, he brought it to us because he knew we work for the people. Yeah, for the refugees and the poor and all that. And I work after midnight even because of this urgent work. Sometimes the information comes in or the demand so fast, so I have to work even midnight or all night with my disciple. And we didn't have the time to buy the machine, so he brought it in, and he even offered it to us. And he wasn't even my disciple. We wanted to offer him money back, because we never take things for free like this, when we didn't do anything for people. But he said, no, because we work for others, not for ourselves, so we no need to bother. Of course, we will give some present in return. But I was very touched, and I feel that the non-disciples people also deserve my attention. Therefore, today I decided that I will teach you more advanced methods, provided you have time, and that you let me help you further later, then I will teach you. Otherwise, if you just practice alone, I don't know what happened to you. And you will not know how to cope further should something arise. So if you seriously want to practice so-called convenient methods, then you come tomorrow together. I take time for you. In this way, I feel responsible. Because the advanced method, you cannot teach it at random and then leave people just halfway through. Therefore, I have to tell you this. And it's the first time I open this. And for the people who are more serious and want to advance quickly on the spiritual path, have to be vegetarian fully from today. I wish you, your country, your people, your government, all the best possible blessing from God. Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your loving presence for today's words of wisdom. Golden Age Technology is coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. Through God's everlasting love, may your life be complete with a newfound joy each day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.